other one cried. So many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Hundreds of rallies were held across the country Saturday to protest Trump administration policies. That includes Austin, Texas, where thousands packed the state capitol grounds.
There was chanting. There were speeches. U.S. Congressman Lloyd Doggett.
Our struggle for independence 250 years ago freed America from a king, and we will never yield to a king from Mar-a-Lago.
There were over 10,000 at the state capitol, and according to the Austin police, there were no significant problems. One arrest we know of, a state trooper at a traffic stop in LaGrange took a man into custody they believe made threats against lawmakers who were set to attend the protest. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Police in Los Angeles used tear gas to break up a crowd of protesters there, with police in Portland, Oregon declaring a riot at an ICE facility. Thousands were on hand in the nation's capital Saturday at the parade honoring the U.S. Army's 250th birthday.
Susan and Chris Wakefield traveled from Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Along with the parade, the celebration included a concert with Lee Greenwood singing God Bless the USA and fireworks. While most people wore shorts and t-shirts, some were more formal.
It's a three-piece white suit. Our armed forces, our president, give their best every single day. And if this is an occasion to honor them, then I want to give my best too.
Jimmy Alexander for CBS News, Washington.
Police believe the man they're hunting for the murders of a Democratic state representative and her husband and the shootings of a state senator and his wife were politically motivated. More from CBS News correspondent Jennifer Mayerly.
Inside the vehicle, a law enforcement source tells CBS News there was an extensive list of possible targets and the names of more than 50 individuals, including abortion rights advocates, abortion facilities, as well as the names of officials outside Minnesota.
The suspect is 57-year-old Vance Belter of Green Isle. Sources have told CBS News nuclear talks slated to take place today between the U.S. and Iran were called off. Meanwhile, Israel launched an expanded assault on Iran overnight. BBC's Hugo Bashega reports from Jerusalem.
In Iran, there were fresh Israeli airstrikes. The targets included the Defense Ministry headquarters in Tehran and sites Israel says were linked to the country's nuclear program, including an oil depot, in what appeared to be the first attack on Iran's energy infrastructure.
Iran launched missiles into Israel, blamed for the deaths of four people. The Florida Panthers move closer to a second consecutive Stanley Cup title, beating the Edmonton Oilers 5-2 in Game 5 of the Cup Finals overnight. They can hoist the cup again as soon as Tuesday night if they win Game 6. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Another checkup? Why are so many people getting new puppies?
Dr. Kim's veterinary office is littered with cuteness.
We are booked solid for weeks, but who can say no to a puppy, right?
Oh, sugar boy. Oh, sure. Oh,
she needs to find extra vet techs to get those pups some extra love.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, candidates can find it easier, so you can hire easier. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Correspondent Michael Wallace reports a warning about a drug said to be 100 times more powerful than fentanyl.
It's called carfentanil. Just a tiny bit can kill you.
Literally a speck of dust that could fit on the tip of a pencil.
Brian Mulcahy, assistant special agent with the DEA in Columbus, Ohio, says drug dealers are hiding carfentanil in pills that look like oxycodone or Adderall.
These drugs are more deadly than we've ever seen in the history of the drug trade.
Mulcahy wants people to remember four words. One pill can kill. kill.
No young person should have to lose their life for a mistake.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The average age of all moms giving birth in the U.S. continues to rise, hitting nearly 30 years old in 2023, according to the CDC. Average age for new first-time moms also increased, up to 27 and a half years in 2023. It was 26.6 back in 2017. Changes in social expectations and advances in fertility treatment cited. Michael Toscano, CBS.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. And for tomorrow, more sunshine than clouds. Highs upper 60s to 70. A few showers and storms around Monday. High all the way up into the upper 70s. And a touch more humid. It's 55 right now.
through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. And timeless favorites. WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Listen, baby. local news and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and butts and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born.
Come on this loop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did roam. Drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken. Stop.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you.
Ta 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 ta
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Portland, Oregon police declared a riot outside the Portland ICE facility last evening, with protesters gathered to take part in the nationwide No Kings demonstrations. In Los Angeles, police issued a dispersal order after some protesters allegedly started throwing things.
Close to 1,000 people who had been part of the No Kings Day protest in downtown Los Angeles gathered outside of one of downtown LA's federal buildings. Some of them were up on the steps of the federal building, almost a foot away from National Guard troops who were there to secure the building. Then, before the curfew was set to take effect, LAPD deployed tear gas. People who are still out and about are subject to arrest. Craig Figner for CBS News, Los Angeles.
Correspondent Natalie Brand has more on the day of widespread anti-Trump demonstrations.
In cities across the country Saturday, critics of President Trump organized what they called No Kings rallies.
We love America, and we want to make sure that we can fight against the authoritarianism that's happening as we speak.
Demonstration organizers